Here's a poem I wrote for prostate cancer prevention. It's for my doctor, and I wrote it some years ago when first going for my men's health check, around the age of 50. The checkup was going extremely well until the doctor mentioned those three dreaded words, guaranteed to strike terror into the heart of any upstanding older gentleman. Digital rectal examination. The poem is my literary masterpiece. If I ever got famous, it may well go down forever in the annals of literary history. And it's simply called Up Yours. Up yours, I said to the doctor. I mean, up yours. If you think I'm going to lie down and let you stick your finger up my ass and wriggle it around in my rectum, then you've got another thing coming. I'm only 48, fitter than a Mallee bull. My stream's so strong, I can hit the top wire of the 5-line electric fence at 3 paces. So long as the fence is turned off. And I'm not scared. I mean, I can sit all day outside a government building to save some trees, and I've spent half my farming life with my whole arm up cows' asses. But I can remember the exact spot in the paddock I was standing when my dad told me he was having trouble with his waterworks. And the day they told him he had prostate cancer, the nurse in the corridor who was the first one to tell me he was terminally ill, and I can still see him slumped on the back of the combine with most of the life already gone out of him 2 days before he died. And I'm still bloody angry at him because 64 was too young to die, and if he'd had a check, he might still be alive today. And if the truth be known, the thought of getting cancer scares me shitless. And the thought of dying scares me witless. And yet, knowing all this, I still told that poor bastard of a male doctor, up yours. It took a lovely woman on the radio talking about women getting pap smears with their legs spread wide in stirrups and things getting poked up them. She said, no one ever died from embarrassment, but plenty of people die from cancer. Thank Christ for women, I said to the doctor, and muttered about women, kids and loved ones, and being cut short in my prime. While I lay down and let him slip his finger up mine.